Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up later this evening, we'll hear about a public meeting that was held in the county to discuss the proposed Mercosur deal and what it could mean for farmers in Donegal. A proposal to import more Brazilian beef into the European Union has sparked off considerable opposition. I've been speaking to Senator Padraig McLaughlin and his Sinn Féin party colleague, Midlands Northwest MEP Matt Carty. But first, a new sheep group has been set up in Donegal, the Donegal Cheviot and Cheviot Cross Breeders Group, which will have its first show and sale tomorrow. The chairman of the group, James Orienko, has been telling me more about the group, which was founded earlier this year.
Yeah, well, Chris, I suppose it's been there for a while now. A lot of farmers producing Cheviot and Cheviot Cross breeding sheep. And they felt that there was maybe a need there, a requirement there for having a show and sale, because there was a good demand for these type of sheep, and people were selling them, at different places, you know, maybe privately or at a mart, whatever. So we kind of got the idea together, me and a few other guys, that would have maybe a show and sale. And around March time there, Chris, we had a meeting, and there was attended about 20 plus people that arrived to it, whatever, in Ballybuffet, and there was great interest expressed now in setting up a show and sale for these type of sheep. So that was our first meeting, and obviously then we let things sit for a while, whatever, get over the lambing period and all that there, and we came back then around May time, Chris. And again, a good crowd showed up, very interested in getting something going. And so we formed a group then around that time, around May time, whatever, Chris, you know. So, and it's been going good since. There's more people have joined up since that time, and we're currently trying to get our first show and sale off the ground and organising stuff and so on and so forth, you know. So,
and tell me a little bit about your own background. You're from just outside Donegal town, and you have obviously have a flock of Cheviot ewes.
Yes, that's right, Chris. We run about 150 plus Cheviot ewes there, whatever, and our flock's all pure there, whatever, so they're all run back to pure Cheviot rams again, Chris, whatever, so that's our own setup there. We'll be mid-season lambing there, and again, we find a very good demand for Cheviot-type females there, particularly for, you know, for commercial farmers there, for further crossbreeding, or for commercial lamb production, because what we find about the Cheviot sheep is they're good hardy sheep, they're easy lambed, they have good lambs, fast-growing lambs, you know, so, and they're good mothers, you know, so so it ticks a lot of boxes there, Chris, you know, and we do like the sheep as well, obviously, so, you know, the that sort of thing, so.
Yeah, and obviously, arising out of this, the hope will be that maybe leading to new markets and possibly better prices as well.
Yes, yeah, that's true, Chris. Some of the farmers in the group kind of feel that, you know, at times maybe they sell sheep and maybe they're not getting their full market value. So with this show and sale being organised now, well advertised and promoted and all, it'll give farmers selling the sheep a good opportunity to get top price for their sheep. And it'll also give a very good opportunity for farmers that's looking to purchase sheep, that, you know, they'll be in the knowing that when they come to the market, that they'll be able to access good quality sheep as well, Chris. So it'll work for both sides of the parties, you know, so.
Now, this will be the first show and sale, so how often would you hope to have such events?
Yes, this will be our first show and sale, and we're hoping to have it on an annual event, whatever, so we felt probably early September would probably be the best time of year to have it, because it kind of falls in between when people would start to look for Cheviot or Cheviot Cross type sheep, you know, so, and so we're hoping to have this as an annual event then, whatever, you know.
And no doubt, I mean, you're on the lookout for more people to get involved, and I suppose from not just the Cheviot, but also Suffolk Cross Cheviots, and indeed Scottish Blackface Cross as well.
Yes, yes, indeed, Chris, because the Cheviot themselves are very versatile sheep. There are a lot of different crosses that comes off them, you know. And, you know, there's some people like the Suffolk Cheviot Cross, some people like the Cheviot themselves, some people like then the Cheviot Cross Blackface. So, and there's other crosses as well out there, whatever. So there is a wide spectrum of crosses and types, you know. So, and, yeah, so, you know, probably we hope in the future that we'll widen out that band as well, and, you know, and get more sheep into the thing and involve whatever, you know. So.
And the sale itself, it'll consist of I see figures there of something in the region of 600 plus sheep entered already.
Yes, that's right. We kind of, I suppose when we kind of started off the thing, Chris, we kind of had a, something in our head around 600-700 sheep, and it's just the way it worked out. So there is 600 plus sheep there, and that would kind of consist of about and around 200 plus Suffolk Cheviot Hoggets, 100 Cheviot Hoggets, and then there's about 200 Suffolk Cheviot Joe Lambs, and about 100 Cheviot Joe Lambs, and then there's a smaller portion then of Cheviot Cross Blackface Hoggets and Joe Lambs as well. But good entries all around, really, like whatever, you know, and, you know, so there's a good selection there for a wide variety of farmers too that might want stock for breeding, whatever, you know. So.
And any indication of how far away people will come from for this event?
Yes, well, we've advertised it there nationally, whatever. We've had a very good article in the Farmer's Journal there. We're back. The launch of the group there was launched on David Turish's farm in Balbuffet. It got national headlines, and we've been advertising them since. But we've had phone calls coming in from Sligo, Cavan, all over the area, really, you know, Northern Ireland, and obviously Donegal as well. So, you know, so there's been a very wide base there of phone calls and people interested, and people interested in all types of sheep, really, Chris. You know, it wasn't just one type or whatever. There were different phone calls coming in about different types of sheep, so that was nice as well, you know.
And finally, James Orienko, the chairman of this new Donegal Cheviot and Cheviot Crossbreeders group. If anybody wants to find out more, or if they want to get involved, is there a contact number, or what should they do?
Yes, well, there's myself there. You can get me on 087-2725-121. A mobile, you can give me a call and whatever, you know. I would just like to say as well, a big thank you as well to all the people that helped us along the way to set this all up. The members themselves, sponsors there, Chagask, Brian Crawford, Balbuffet's and our Livestock Mart, and many others as well. It must be said, Chris, that work behind the scenes that, you know, we don't see being done on a daily basis or whatever, and, you know, there's quite a bit of work involved in setting it up and getting things organised. But I'd like to say a big thank you to everybody that came along and helped out and done their best, whatever, you know. So,
and that was James Orienko. Last week, Sinn Féin hosted a public meeting in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny to outline the threats posed by the proposed Mercosur deal and how important it is for the Irish government to vote against it. Highland Radio's Farming News and Views was there, and I spoke to Senator Padraig McLoughlin about the seriousness of the situation facing Donegal farmers at present, with beef prices on the floor, the uncertainty of Brexit, and the proposed Mercosur deal between the European Union and the South American countries of Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay and Uruguay.
Right now in Donegal, we've seen you know, our farmers protesting at the meat factories here in the county. You know, obviously nobody be more affected by Brexit than Donegal farmers, you know, worse than any other sector or any place on this island. And then you throw the fact that you're going to be, you know, throwing another 100,000 tons of, you know, South American beef, but particularly we can't believe the Brazilian beef is in the equation, because Donegal farmers have had to jump through every environmental hoop. You know, every farmer in Donegal knows about, you know, REPS, AOS, GLASS, all the different schemes and more, and the standards they have to meet. I mean, you have a grass-fed produce. I mean, it is one of the most, you know, environmentally sustainable, strong standards you could possibly think of. And you're going to bring in beef, which has no environmental standards. We are, you know, cutting down rainforests and these days burning them down to clear for ranchers. I mean, it's absolutely shocking, but it couldn't be more serious for the Donegal who are on their knees as we speak, and that's what needs to be understood.
So it's important that the message gets out there, and that it's not just the farming community, that it's the general public, it's the person in the town who realises what's at stake.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the people of Donegal need to think about, what does our farmers mean to us? You know, I can't think of a town in this county or a village in this county that is not reliant on our farming community. In terms of just, you know, the business that is done and the trade that is done. I mean, this is at the heart of our model our society, our community in Donegal. You know, and people need to understand this is not cry wolf. This is a serious crisis here. We have a situation where our agricultural model in Donegal is predominantly people involved, you know, in sheep and cattle, and they're small farmers, and they're the ones that are being squeezed into the ground here. And we need to fight for that model, and we need to fight for our county. We need solidarity with our farmers right now from across the board in Donegal, and this is how serious this is.
So people should, at every opportunity, if they're meeting their local public representative, make their views known.
Absolutely. I think the first thing is the price that our beef farmers are getting is outrageous. It's nowhere near enough. That's the first top priority. And then Mercosur. We have had a vote in the Dáil where the majority of TDs have sent a message to the government to vote this down. The government can block this deal, and they need to say they're going to block this deal until the South American cohort is taken out, and then we address the real issues in particularly the beef sector right now.
Senator Pádraic McLoughlin there. Meanwhile, Midlands Northwest MEP Matt Carty has been among those highlighting the threats from the proposed Mercosur deal. I spoke to him after the public meeting and began by suggesting to him that the implications of the proposed Mercosur deal are of a huge significance for Donegal and Irish farmers.
Absolutely, and I suppose in the outset I set out that Irish agriculture, and particularly our Irish family farmers, which aren't always the same thing, I think it's important to say, face huge challenges. Of course, we have the challenge of Brexit that people are almost sick of hearing about, but Britain remains our largest trading partner. We are operating on an all-Ireland agricultural basis at present, so Brexit creates huge challenges. We've seen the challenges the farmers are on in relation to the price pressures. It led to farmers being on the picket lines. It led to the disgraceful actions of the factories by taking injunctions and threatening to imprison farmers for simply looking for a better way of life. We have the challenges that climate change presents, and we have all of these myriad of challenges, including the potential of seeing a cap budget cut by 15%. On top of that, we now have a situation where the European Commission have announced this Mercosur trade deal, which will see 100,000 tonnes of additional beef being imported into the European market. That's an addition. People need to recognise this to about 270,000 tonnes of South American beef that is already entering into the European market. And it has the potential, when you couple it with all of those other aspects, to entirely cripple the Irish beef sector. It also has huge implications for the sheep meat, for pig meat, for the poultry sectors as well. So what that means for everybody else, it quite clearly can put farmers out of business, but it also means that every town and village that depends on those network of family farmers is going to be under huge pressure. So Mercosur is a really bad deal for our farmers, clearly, but also for our domestic economy, but very bad deal also for the environment. We've seen in recent weeks rainforests being burnt to the ground. They've been burnt this time, but they've been clear felled for years at the rate of about a crow park per minute size clearing in order to make way for the beef plantations in Brazil. So it's bad for our environment, it's bad for our economy, and it's bad for our rural communities. So the message that came out of this meeting is clearly we need to reject it. The good news is that it's very simple to reject it, because we have information direct from the European Commission that says this is what's called a mixed agreement, and therefore will require unanimity, and will require any single government can put a stop to this deal.
Now, part of the deal, and you mentioned it was driven by the German economy, and car manufacturing is huge for the German economy. They want to get into South America, get more trade there, and agriculture is sort of a trade-off as part of it. Trying to explain this to people, and yet, as you mentioned there, we have all the climate change and clearing the rainforest and everything. People are going to say, you know, this is crazy. This doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense from an environmental point of view. In fact, it's completely nonsensical, and it just puts into the bracket of hypocrisy any statement that we've heard from any European leader in relation to being serious about tackling climate change. But the German government did what their job is to do. They pressed very hard for the European Commission to conclude this deal at the behest of their car manufacturers, because that's what governments are supposed to do. They're supposed to do what's in the best interest of their economy. Our government, on the other hand, has a responsibility to our economy, and that means that they have to reject this trade deal. Now, the good news, as I say, is that they will have an opportunity to do so. The better news is that the Dáil has already given them instruction. Through the Sinn Féin Dáil motion to reject Mercosur, it was passed by a large majority in the Dáil, and the government has a responsibility now to adhere to that. So we've been listening for the past number of days to all the pontificating about Boris Johnson's usurpation of the parliamentary process in Britain. Well, in Ireland, the Irish Dáil, the majority of Chocktie Dáil, messengers of the people, have directed the government to use all means at their disposal to reject this Mercosur deal. The government have an obligation to do so. And the reason I've been organising these series of public meetings, which have all attracted a huge crowd from all the farming organisations, but from the wider community as well, is to let people know that they have the authority to contact the government and tell them to reject this deal, because they cannot sit in their hands, they cannot sacrifice so many livelihoods and the wider rural economy at the behest of a German car industry and get away with it. So these meetings are about informing people that the government have that power and asking them to use their own influence with whatever politicians they can to force the government to use that power to reject this bad deal.
Two final questions. In terms of the time frame, firstly, here in Ireland, you know, and the Dáil, and what's the next step? And secondly, what is the overall deadline for the Mercosur deal? Is there a definitive date when everything has to be finalised?
No, there's not a definitive date. And the experience with these type of deals is that when opposition arises, that European institutions will play down the clock until such a stage that opposition dissipates. What we are saying is that the Irish government must now inform, as a matter of courtesy, the European Commission and the other European institutions that it will not be endorsing this deal, and in fact it will be rejecting this deal. And that's why that needs to happen now, because whatever about the time frame, and as I say, it could run into certainly the years, if not a large number of years, but we can actually kill it today by the Irish government instructing the European Commission that it won't endorse this deal while there is a quota for beef and other vulnerable agricultural imports.
And that was Midlands Northwest MEP Matt Carty. And a reminder once again that the Donegal Cheviot and Cheviot Crossbreeders Group is hosting its first show and sale at Ballybofey's Dronora Livestock Mart tomorrow, Friday, September the 6th. The show will commence at 4 o'clock with the sale scheduled for 6 o'clock, and do get there early. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.